Hi, this is Vicki Hanna-Lynn, and I'd like to explain to you in this audio a technique I use that helps me stay in touch with the deeper wisdom that's inside of me. This is a journaling technique where you can dialogue with anything. You can dialogue with a part of a dream you had. You can dialogue with the deeper wisdom inside of you. You can dialogue with a story, a person who's dead or alive, it doesn't matter. This particular technique I'm going to show you how to use to dialogue with some pain. So what you do, or at least what I do, I'll just explain what I did, and then you listen to see how this might apply best to you in your life. This really works. I'm just amazed at what can happen when we put ourselves in this kind of deep listening place. So I wrote, I fell down the steps, or a step, I missed a step a few months ago when I was walking down carrying a load of laundry, and I thought I was at the bottom of the steps, and I wasn't, and I missed a step, and I came down hard on my left foot. I limped around for several days, and then I started wearing my sole supports in my shoes, and it got better. Then I went to California. I thought I was pretty much healed. Didn't take my sole supports. That's a metaphor. And I came home limping again. So it's been another month. So it's been 2 months, and I still have this pain in my foot. I wear my sole supports all the time, even in my slippers. And I'm not limping anymore, but the pain isn't gone. So I decided, I remembered that I could dialogue with this part of me, this pain. So this morning, I said, "Dear pain in my foot, comma." First, I started by giving gratitudes, and that's what I always do whenever I do this kind of writing. So I said, "Thank you for not being worse than you are, because I could have really hurt myself when I missed that step, and I'm really grateful that I didn't hurt myself more than that. And thank you for this pain that reminds me that I do need to be mindful about where I put my feet." And my pain said, "You're welcome." And I said, "But I'm a little worried that this pain is going on longer than it should. Is there something wrong? Should I go to a doctor? Should I go for some other kind of healing?" And the answer was, "No, there's nothing wrong. This pain is a reminder to you that you need to take really good care of yourself and pay attention. If I had only hurt you for a little while, you would have forgotten about me immediately. You would have been, 'Oh boy, that was lucky,' and gone right on. But because you've had me, you've had this pain, you've had to be impeccable and mindful and grateful that you didn't hit a wall, you could have broken a bone, all kinds of things could have happened that didn't. So I'm a reminder to take exquisite care of yourself at the same time you're being mindful and grateful every day." And I said, "Thank you, that's really true." Because we human beings, we have a thing called hedonic adaptation. That we really want something and then we get it and we're happy for a little while. Then we get used to it, we adapt, and we want more. So we're greedy, we human beings. And so keeping us humble and grateful is not an easy task. So I'm very grateful for this pain in my foot. And I really did say thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being there this long. I'm not going to try to hurry the process. Because every time I feel this pain in my foot, I'm reminded that I need to be very mindful and I need to take good care of myself and I need to be really grateful. So this is a great gift, this pain in my foot. Now, I can't really make that up, and I might try intellectually to decide that this was a good thing, but when I do these kinds of writings, I really feel it. I really feel that I'm being spoken to from a deeper, wiser part of myself that just helps me gain a perspective that I can't always get to on my own. So I invite you to pick. You can write to your anxiety. Find out where it is in your body. write to the anxiety in your body, and first of all, thank it. See if you can do that. Thank you for being alert. Thank you for being alert and letting me know about danger. And then you might ask it, but why are you around so much? You know, and see what comes up. See what happens. Don't be afraid of your anxiety. Don't be afraid of any pain that you have. Be ready to ask it what information it has, what knowledge it has, what it has to teach you, and then listen for the answer. I'm getting a sense that this might sound a bit glib, and this is anything but glib. To me, this is anything that happens to us, we can choose whether we're going to, I'm going to quote Janice Stanfield here, whether we're going to let it make us bitter or whether we're going to help it, let it make us better, bitter or better. That's a song she wrote. You can get it on iTunes. And I really think that's the truth. I really think we need to acknowledge our pain, that it does hurt, and it has changed us. And then be looking for ways that change can increase our compassion, our listening, our gratitude, our humility, and set us free. How about that? So this is Vicki Hanna-Lynn from Outrageous Visions, www.outrageousvisions.com.